Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, this is the IDC podcast for the week of August 27th through the 31st of 2007. Thanks to all who have participated in our book discussion groups held in the IDC. Coming up on September 25th at noon in the IDC, Director of Library and Information Services, Rochelle Stivers, will lead a discussion of the book The Namesake by Oompa Lahiri, which is available in the Heartland Library. Other titles coming up for the book discussion group include Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows by J.K. Rowling on October 31st with HCC librarian Carol Reed. And on November 29th, librarian Chris Sweet will lead a discussion of From the Bottom Up, One Man's Crusade to Clean Up America's Rivers by Chad Pagracki, a former Heartland Community College student. As promised in podcast episode number 32, I will be discussing the second of four parts on choosing the right computer for you. Last week, I talked about asking the question, what is this computer's primary function? And broke the functions into four main categories: home, office, media, and gaming. This week I will be going into some more specific detail about considerations like processing speed, memory, hard drive sizes, and laptop versus desktop models. In terms of processing speed, computers keep getting faster and faster. Most computers on the market today run anywhere between 1.8 gigahertz to over 3 gigahertz. This is compared to computers built 10 years ago were running between 300 and 500 megahertz or so. To give you an idea of what this means, a computer can do one computation per second with a 1 hertz processor. So 500 megahertz would be 500 million computations per second. 1 gigahertz then would be 1 billion computations per second. Where this all comes into play is in the software. If you're running several applications at the same time, or applications that take a lot of processing by the computer, like making movies, editing images, creating three-dimensional animation, the applications I spoke of in the previous podcast under the media function, then you're going to need a faster processing speed. Even if you're only viewing video over the internet, you will need to have a fairly fast processor just to view the video. Gaming is the same way. The games today take a tremendous amount of processing speed compared to just 10 years ago. So, it's a kind of a never-ending cycle. Computers get faster, the software gets more powerful, requiring faster processors, and so newer computers and processors are made. Moore's Law is attributed to Gordon Moore, co-founder of Intel. It states that the number of transistors on an integrated circuit roughly doubles every 24 months. This prediction has held since the 1960s, and Intel is now creating something called dual-core processors, which is like getting two microprocessors in your computer in one. These computers can handle two sets of instructions from the software at the same time, thus doubling up the efficiency of the computer. Two of the most common makers of processors are Intel and a company called AMD. Each company makes several versions of their processors, both single-core and dual-core, and this partially determines the final cost of the machine to the consumer. Again, this all comes back to the primary function of the computer you are seeking. If it is for home or regular office use, lower to mid-level computers are very good. If you are heavy into media, video design, or gaming, then generally you will be in the mid to upper-level priced computers. A computer's amount of memory is another factor to consider. Most computers on the market today come with 512 megabytes or 1 gigabyte of memory. Memory is fairly easy to expand, so you can start out with a lower amount and always add more until you reach the maximum for that machine. Often, it's less expensive to buy the memory from a third party and simply just install it yourself. The more memory you have, the better, especially for the higher level functions, or if you're running multiple applications and want to switch between them easily. I remember a few years back when I had a laptop with 64 megabytes of memory. It was slow, but for the times it wasn't too bad. I decided to purchase a memory card and install it myself. I think it went up to a total of 192 megabytes, and it made a huge difference in performance. I could actually load Photoshop and not have to walk away and make a sandwich while it loaded. This is another example of where the applications you're running determine how much computer memory you need. Checking with the system requirements on the software you want to use will help you get an idea of how much memory you should have. Hard drive sizes also come into play when deciding on a computer. Adequate storage space is crucial to a computer. Most modern machines come with internal hard disks ranging from 80 gigabytes up to 500 gigabytes or more. One option for increasing a computer storage space is to purchase an external hard drive that hooks into the computer through the USB port or a FireWire port. If you think that you're going to be storing many photos, videos, music, or other media and software, then again, bigger is better. A fourth item to consider is the types of optical drive the computer has. Most computers come with CD-ROM and possibly a DVD-ROM drive. These drives can read CDs and DVDs, allowing you to view movies, listen to music, and get software off of the CD or DVD. If you want to store data, music, or movies on a CD or DVD, then you'll have to have a CD rewritable drive or a DVD writable drive. CDs can store about 780 megabytes of data, DVDs can store roughly 4.7 gigabytes, and dual-layer DVDs can store up to 8.5 gigabytes. If you think that you will be storing photos, backing up data, or transferring any music, movies, or other media to CD or DVD, make sure the computer comes with a CD-RW or DVD-R drive. Finally, the last consideration I will be covering today is laptop versus desktop. Processing speed and memory-wise, the two types are fairly similar. It used to be that the difference was a wider gap. A desktop computer was more powerful, while the laptop offered portability, although lagging in available memory, storage space, and processing speed behind most desktop models. Today's desktops tend to be more expandable. They allow you to add more memory, add larger hard drives easier, and add wider screens in the future. The obvious benefit of a laptop is portability. They come in all sizes ranging from 12 or 13 inch screen size up to 17 inch plus. Laptops tend to come with wireless internet capabilities built into the computer, or a wireless card can be added, allowing you to connect to the internet while on the go. Battery life is an issue though with laptops. Most can last between 4 to 6 hours on the battery before they run out of charge, which limits their portability somewhat. Laptops also tend to be more difficult to upgrade with more memory or larger hard drives, and their screen size is set unless you purchase an external monitor and hook it up to use it as a desktop. The prices for desktop versus laptop tend to be similar, with laptops still being more expensive generally. So the big question to ask is, do I need the added portability of a laptop? If you're doing a lot of work on the road or want to easily access all of your software and hardware, a laptop is an option for you. In next week's podcast, I will be covering issues regarding Apple versus Microsoft. What differences are there, and what are the pros and cons of each? Thanks for listening to this week's IDC podcast. Our podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as instructional technology tips and services offered. If you have any questions or are in need of assistance with any of the services we offer in the IDC, you can contact us by phone, email, or in person by checking our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.